You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lisa Desjardins of the PBS NewsHour, in for Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we asked you to tell us your own stories about financial cheating, and our inbox at marketplaceweekend.org saw some great responses, including one from Jane Schumacher of Boulder, Colorado. She likes to hide bags of stuff that she's bought from Nordstrom in the trunk of her car, and then she sneaks them inside when her husband's not home. On social media, a doctor reached out to us. He asked that we not identify him by name. We did check his background. Let's just call him Dr. Joe. Joe told us that many of his colleagues regularly cheat the government. These doctors, he says, upcode their bills for Medicaid or Medicare. That means they charge for more elaborate procedures than they actually performed, sometimes making up procedures altogether. What's interesting is Dr. Joe said he would never do that. But he admits that he does upcode sometimes with Medicaid because he feels the pay rate they offer is so low he can't afford to take their clients otherwise. Finally, there's Chris Norden of Carlsbad, California. After reading a book by none other than Abby Hoffman in the late 60s, Norden says he felt big corporations were taking advantage of individuals. Since then, the retiree says he has tried to cheat corporations a few dollars here and there. Norden tells us he recently took a $100 gift card to test drive a Cadillac.
There was some kind of a deal site that I learned of it on. You sent in your name and your email address, and you kind of registered with them to test drive a Cadillac. And the deal was, if you did that, I guess Cadillac was feeling so well about this particular model that they figured if you test drove it, you'd fall in love with it, and they give you $100 just to make sure you test drove it. So I took them up on that and figured out a way to do it a couple of times instead of just once, and, you know, made a couple $100. I think I had another one 10, 15 years ago where they gave you $50 to drive a pickup truck or something like that. If I see something on the internet and it's a good deal, even if an email wasn't sent to me, if I learn of the deal, I might use a code that I learned of and get it by their computer system. I'm always looking for ways to get it over a little bit on the corporations. I don't have any moral compunctions about doing something like that. I would never think of stealing a nickel from an individual, but if it's a corporation, I just look at it. I look at it differently, and I just don't feel any moral responsibility towards getting any money out of them that I can. I would never hurt anybody any individual in the process. If somebody was going to lose their job because of something that I did, I certainly would not do it. But once again, I don't feel that if a corporation makes an offer such as that and I take advantage of it, despite the fact that I'm not going to do what they hope that I will do, then that's just all part of the game. So I'm playing the game, and most of the time they are winning, but every once in a while I get a chance to win.